B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Noontime hour here on Zoe Lack and Bertrand, 617-779-0985. Let's go right back to your calls. Dennis is in Rockland. Hi, Dennis. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, guys. Great show as always.
Thank you.
You know, with this crap thing going on, would BZ be looking to find this video 10 years ago? I mean, the Patriots have had a nice 20-year run, but there's just as good a chance 3 years from now they're going to be a 6-10 team. You know, they could go on, but who knows? And that's the only reason they're interested, because I know I'm not interested in seeing a video of a 77-year-old man, you know, getting a little hand gap.
I'm so comfortable talking about this.
That wasn't all he got, by the way. I mean, like, you can read it for yourself.
I don't understand the connection between what he was trying to make, like 10 years ago, or success, or whether 6-10 in 3 years. What the hell's that got to do with
it? I have no idea.
I don't understand that.
But that's not the main motivation. The main motivation is their media company that wants the tape.
If you're news.
Because every media company wants the tape.
Right.
That's why.
What, do you want to get beat by TMZ again? Mm. You know?
What do they do with that tape if they acquire it, though?
Oh, I'd have David Wade intro it. Yeah. Him and Lisa Hughes together.
What do they do with
that? I'm sure Paul Evan will feel real comfortable introducing that one on the night news. Yeah.
I assume they just show parts of the tape. They don't show the explicit acts on the tape, right? They show the part of the tape where he's walking in.
I'd have Rochie break it down. I'd have Rochie up there with a...
Rochie do the play-by-play.
Put Rochie on the Bellustrator. Yep. And have him break it down.
That'd be like the payback for not doing the TV play-by-play anymore.
No.
Yeah, you can do the play-by-play of the tapes.
What?
So I'm just trying to get so uncomfortable with it today. Zoe doesn't want to talk about it to begin with.
I got
But I just know I could just keep digging to the point where Zoe's going to walk out on me today.
Hardy, clever boy. It hit me finally. I'm like, what the hell does that remind me of?
There you go. Changing the subject.
Hello, clever boy. Hello, lover boy from Dirty Dancing. Love is Strange. Clever boy. What does this sound like? Clever boy. Let's get clever boy. Hello, lover boy. What do you say?
And if it still don't answer.
What do you say?
Henry's in the car on Clever Boy. Henry.
How's it going, fellas?
Great.
Hey, so I don't get this. I think the Nets are a better option.
Yeah,
because
no kidding.
The Nets don't prevent, I mean, the Nets prevent a shark from swimming in to an area where people are swimming.
Right.
And this buoy system just sets out an alarm after someone's already been bitten. I don't get it. It's too late.
It's not after someone's been bitten.
What if that bad boy was coming in full steam ahead and he hits that thing and
you told me they were on
still
cruise control.
To the beach.
So
what if it's a non-pregnant mom?
Well, that's a good point, Zoe. But if you were swimming in the Cape, there are sharks all around you anyway. It's like, be smart. Go swimming in Buzzard's Bay if you want to go swimming.
Well, they're there now.
They're not really there now.
They
might be soon, but that's a debate for another day, Zoe. But I just don't like the Clever Boy system.
Introducing Clever Boy.
You have an alarm on your house, though? You have an alarm?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to put a net up all around your property, so people might get through. You just want to know when they're close.
I've done a lot of research on the Nets, a lot of reading up on the Nets. The Nets don't work. They don't work. They're more hassle than anything.
It's just an alarm.
Yeah. That's nice.
It's a high-tech alarm system.
Really eases my, Hey, you know, kids,
I think it's the best idea we've heard of yet.
Get in the water. It's fine. Keep going down.
Tracks
Keep
sharks,
going in. Keep getting in that water.
It tracks them with sonar.
Yeah.
And let's say it's a shark within 150 yards of the beach. It goes off. It says, get out of the water.
I don't know. I'd tend to kind of float on my back if I saw a net with a couple buoys, you know, those balls where you see the net hanging. And you know what? I'd feel pretty safe swimming in that area as opposed to wide open water. But we got Clever Boy out there. Hey, clever boy.
You've already said you're not swimming there no matter what.
I'm not going in no matter what.
So what do we care what you
right.
think?
I don't really.
You know what?
It doesn't really matter what
I'm going to donate on the GoFundMe page right now.
How much are you going to give?
That's how stupid you are.
Do something. You want to join me?
Nope.
No, not really.
Why don't you take
I don't understand why this requires a GoFundMe page, and I'm going to continue to call it a GoFundMe page.
If this is so great, why isn't ScoMo and his crew?
Why doesn't the state pay for this?
The Great White, or what is it? The Oceanet, or whatever. What's the name of that?
$200,000. How much? I want to know how much they're going to be able to cover. How much beach they'll be able to protect?
I'm going to donate $17 for every foot of the pregnant female that Zoe says will swim by that thing and drunk by and not set it off.
That thing's just floating.
Each buoy covers 250 yards of coastline.
Wouldn't that suck if you were just on the edge of that? We had 250 stopped. Oh, I feel so protected now.
Clever Buoy correctly identifies sharks approximately 80% of the time. Listen.
Yeah.
The other 20% of the time are false positives.
Not so clever.
So it doesn't miss sharks. The disadvantage is sometimes it picks up other marine life and misidentifies it as a shark. So it's they err on the side of caution.
Yep.
Is what they do.
You get a baby whale come by.
Yes, a baby whale could, in theory, set
seals.
It off.
I don't seals. Think a whale swims anything like a shark, though.
But, okay, so this thing
might be
this
pregnant shark, able though, to, swims nothing like a shark.
This thing's able to tell the difference between three different species of fish and how they swim.
We'll get right back to your calls, 617-779-0985, including some football items today. Michael Bennett with a rework contract, an email from Chris O'Shea, who's going to join us on the phone next, and also some news on a topic we discussed earlier on the show today. That was, why hasn't the kicker been signed? There's an update on that contract negotiation for Mike Giardi. We'll fill you in on all of this after the action update.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Nolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Patriots today gave Michael Bennett a pay raise and gave him a $4 million signing bonus. Reworking his deal, giving him a little more than $3 million in new base salary money over the next 2 years, in addition to another $4 million in the form of that signing bonus, making his base 16.75 over the next two seasons. Field Yates first to have that today. What does that tell you?
The fact that they've actually added money and that type of guaranteed money, meaning when you sign in that dotted line, that's $4 million bucks directly going to him right away. It makes him a happy camper because he said he wanted more money, whatever team he went to. And it tells me that they targeted him more than people thought they targeted him, that they were ready to go to him instead of Trey Flowers. They knew Trey was going to get what he got. They weren't in at that price, but they were going to try and find the next best thing and try and make it work. They look at Michael Bennett as a massive thing up front for them, and a guy that could go get the quarterback. I'm not shocked by this, but this is an attention grabber, meaning that, okay, they like this guy. That's what that means. Given everything else that comes with him. I don't know what type of teammate he is, but I mean, it's pretty well documented where he's been and what he says. He's with a team last year that, you know, signed him to a $30 million contract, gave him money, and said, you know what, we're ready to move on. Patriots were in on him last year, too. Philadelphia beat you. They like this player is what this tells me. And they've targeted this player. Probably more so than people give them credit for. Not, hey, you give her credit, you found a good player, but be like, okay, it's a nice player, but, you know, he's kind of like a replacement, like somebody to hold the bridge until the next guy that they find in Trey Flowers and develop. No. They look at this guy as a guy who could go get the quarterback because they got the guy penalty too for the middle to replace Malcolm Brown. This tells me he could be a little nasty up front. which led to one of our conversations with a great email that we got from this O'Shea kid. Which,
yeah. Chris O'Shea, yeah. A lot of good emails are coming in after that.
Well, I'm sure those type of emails make everybody else step their game up instead
it's
of the emails
what
that
it's
just
done.
Hammer us and call us stupid.
There's plenty of those,
about.
Too, but today...
The ones that detail our show and said they're never talking about
so
it.
So O'Shea, he had a couple of things in there with names of who the Patriots could go after. We spent some time today talking about the possibility of Ndamukong Suh, but in that email was a comment about Stephen Gostkowski with O'Shea, Chris O'Shea, saying, why haven't we signed him yet? Here's the update from Mike Giardi. Maybe Giardi was listening this morning and decided to maybe check in on some things.
Sure.
Mike Giardi tweets this. A source says not much happening between the Patriots and kicker Stephen Gostkowski. Money is an issue. Shocking, though. There's still plenty of time. The quote, there's still plenty of time.
And they have the same agent, correct?
Who's that?
The coach and the kicker?
That I don't know. You would know better than I.
I think they do, but I think that was a problem before with Vinatieri when they originally had the same agent. So... That's one of the reasons, you know, Adam got franchised twice and ended up leaving. I could see a 2-year deal getting done here soon. I really could. I don't think he wants to go anywhere. Maybe initially he did. He had a nice kick there at the end to help win that Super Bowl. I think he likes being here. I think his family's here. And I think, what do they want to do? They want to press reset on this, too, after all the special teams people they signed? Isn't that part of the thing when you sign some of these guys to run down under kicks? You need that type of guy to put the ball down at the 5 or the 1? You know, no more running starts. You're still trying to figure out these new kickoff rules. So I think it's good to get Gostkowski back.
Well, they haven't got him back yet.
I know.
And there's no movement on that front, according to Mike Giardi. 617-779-0985. The emailer himself, Chris O'Shea, is on the line. Chris.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Zo. Thanks
What's
for
up?
The kind words.
Nice email.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I wanted to hear you guys' insight. I think there's still some good names out there who still got some gas left in the tank that I thought it was interesting. Obviously, Gostkowski, that's got to get done at some point. I'm surprised Hogan hasn't got done. He's still got some value. He's obviously not a 1 or 2, but in that 3 or 4 slot, he's a good player.
You surprised he didn't get done here, names. Or are you surprised nobody else has picked him up?
It's one of those guys I thought maybe someone will overpay him because of, you know, he's been a Patriot and that happens a lot. He's played in a bunch of big games at this point, 3 straight Super Bowls. But then after no one overpaid him, I'm surprised they didn't re-sign him just because of the lack of depth on the Patriots.
Yeah.
And I think he's, you know, he's that good number 3. He's not going to be able to beat top 1 or 2 corners, but he is a consistent player at that 3 or 4 slot.
I mean, don't get me wrong. He's a good player. He's a good player, and I don't look at him as a 1 or 2 here, but I think when he's in the right role, he can be effective and used the right way.
Yeah, exactly, and it seems like they need depth in the position, too.
That's at a price. You know what I mean? That's not like you're breaking the bank for that. Yeah, you're coming here on a team-friendly deal for that. So,
right. What do you think about the – I know Sue would be cool. Like, that'd be awesome. What about, like, the linebackers and D-line? I think, you know, they could definitely add some depth there.
I think you could have one depth piece at linebacker. Again, you've got Bentley, Van Noy, and Hightower. That's a pretty good set. Somebody gets nicked up, now you get a little thin at that position. Is he a better emailer or a caller?
Better email.
I think he's a better emailer. Not that he shouldn't call again, but kind of reiterated his email. I thought he had something to add
for that opinion. I'll give you the honest opinion.
Yeah.
Great email today. Jim and Salty. What's up, Jim?
Jimmy. Okay. Move on from that.
We'll go back to you. Try and get to a better location. Mark and Everett. Hi, Mark.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
enjoy your show.
What's up, Mark?
I just want to comment on the shock detection system.
Where do you swim?
I agree. I don't swim. I fish.
Okay.
But I do. I've been fishing. I'm 53. I've been fishing here my whole life. I agree completely with that system. You can't use nets. There's too much wildlife. There's too many sea mammals down that area. But that detection system, to me, for $200,000, that would save a life. Ask people's family. They'll agree. You know, that kid in Everett last year, I think his family would think it's $200,000 is nothing.
Well, I mean, we're not questioning that. But, I mean, you being a fisherman, do you think there's a problem here?
Oh, absolutely. There's too many regulations. There's too many seals. You know, they cut down the cod fishing and all that, which made more seals. Oh, yeah, it's insane. Back when I was younger, a little kid, there was never great whites around.
Nothing. Like Jaws was like the weird movie that made the one shark here.
15 years ago, Scomel Never thought he would see one here.
Yeah.
Never.
It's now an epidemic.
Yeah, now it's everywhere.
Yeah.
The clever boy.
Clever boy.
Clever buoy.
Introducing clever boy.
Clever boy.
Clever boy.
The clever buoy pilot is expected to cost around $200,000, roughly $30,000 to $35,000 per buoy per month. The most significant costs of the pilot are associated with approval, installation, monitoring, and removal of the clever buoy system. Should the pirate result the pirate
I heard me pirate
the pilot
look at me,
result in a permanent there. Installation in the future, the run rate clever buoy cost would be significantly lower because the significant installation and removal costs are one-time costs, one-time setups, if you will.
Yeah.
The setup fees to get clever the systems buoy. In place.
Hello, clever boy.
I don't know what that is.
Clever boy.
Okay,
I think he's doing "Hello, Clarice."
So he's doing "Hello, Clarice," but
hello,
he's also doing
"Clever boy."
Okay, here's what I know his brain.
You know what he's doing.
So he's doing a mixture of "Hello, Clarice"
with "Dirty Dancing,"
and the dinosaur guy in Jurassic Park, "Clever Girl," when they start getting the velociraptors around, and he turns around, and they've got him surrounded.
Right.
That's what you're
Mr.
doing.
Mr. Smart, a scientist guy. Yeah.
That, you,
who? Did you take the egg? Tell me you didn't steal the egg.
I don't remember that part, but
He took the egg. He took the egg and put it in his backpack, and that's when the velociraptor started to hunt them down. They find the eggs.
Don't You're doing a mess. Cross between Hello, Clarice and Clever Girl.
I didn't even have Dinosaur Guy in here. Now it's a whole...
Now you got a whole new thing.
Clever Girl.
See, that's what you're doing. I know what you're doing.
They're calling each other. They're talking to each other.
Okay, I don't think that's in
it's
the
like script. The
introducing Clever Boy.
Like a dog. The sound effects, like you're at some aquarium, right? Sounds like I'm at the Rainforest Cafe.
Oh,
I'm ready for the monkeys to come out of the thing. You know?
Yeah, a bit go. More.
Yeah, scared the hell out of you. We took our kids.
Burlington Mall.
They don't have it there anymore, do they?
I don't know.
I think it went under.
I went there a couple of times. The kids loved
You couldn't get in that place. And I remember waiting for like an hour because our kids wanted to eat in there. And they're like, oh, we got to wait. And we're waiting and waiting. And we put so much money in where that alligator is there. Then you're sitting right under where the monkeys are. And you know the monkey was there. And they had one of them big silverbacks. Comes flying out. It's beating. Kids start screaming. He was like 3 at the time. Scared the living Jesus out of him. And all that money spent there. Not like shocking our kids.
Not a real silverback.
No.
Animatronic. No.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you sit there by the aquatic, you know, background, the aquarium.
Yeah.
It's nice. Nice. Nice for the kids.
Yeah.
You do. We drove all the way up there to go eat there.
For you or the kids?
For the kids.
Oh, mm-hmm. Mm.
And a nice Sephora there, too. That's where they filmed Paul Blart. Just right around the bend there.
That's right.
The original Johnny Rockets is up there, too.
The very first one? There.
One of them. Yeah, I think so.
One of the originals.
Locally. Or whatever.
What year they opened that?
1952? One of the original local
You walk
Johnny
in Johnny Rockets.
Rockets,
you feel like, even at the airport, we eat there every time we go to the airport, too. It feels like 1953 when you walk in.
Were you there in 53?
What's the name of the mayor in Goldie, what's his name? The mayor from Back to the Future. Ernie.
Sorry, the original Johnny Rockets, 1986 in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Not the Burlington Mall.
Not the, well, maybe I think it was one of the first local ones. I guarantee you, look up a local.
Can you maybe get the
first
opening,
Massachusetts Johnny Rockets?
The opening dates of all the local Johnny Rockets.
Is it Goldie Wilson? Was he the mayor?
if you could, I'm sure it's easy to find if you don't mind, Artie. But first, please, the headlines.
Look it up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you could clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, another Robert Kraft case report just dropped. This time from investigative reporter Charles Robinson, Yahoo Sports. Do you want to know what it says?
Sure.
With defense attorneys challenging key pieces. Where's Hardy? We're going to need Hardy back in here for this segment because Zoe's not going to want to talk about this.
I'm just waiting for like...
He's not going to want to talk about
this. I'm waiting for the lawyer like from Goodfellas when he walks in with Henry Hill and he stands in front of the judge and he smiles and he's got that gold tooth and he gives him the nod like, okay, case dismissed.
With defense attorneys challenging key pieces of evidence in the misdemeanor charges against Robert Kraft, law enforcement sources familiar with the case have told Yahoo Sports the prosecution is seeking to bolster its case with possible eyewitness cooperation against the New England Patriots owner.
So that would be from females inside the building then.
Yes.
Yeah.
The sources declined to say if the prosecution's efforts are in response to a recent motion filed by Kraft's legal team seeking to suppress police surveillance from inside the Orchids of Asia Day Spa.
Well, didn't the bell get lowered on one of them? I thought one of the females that was...
One of them is still in jail.
I know, but I thought the bell got lowered on one, and maybe this is part of... Hey, we'll take care of you, take care of us.
It's possible. The sources say prosecution was continuing to develop information that could be introduced against Kraft in a jury trial, including potential eyewitness testimony in the event that other evidence is suppressed. Meaning that one or more of the women from inside the spa could choose to testify in the case about what happened between them and Robert Kraft. Kraft is among 25 men, as we know, along with owner, I don't know how to say these names properly, but I'll try my best, Hua Zhang and Li Wang. Zhang and Wang were arrested following the sting operation, which was carried out. And one explained question is, in the sweep, the status of Orchids Spa employee Shen Mingbi. According to charging documents, both Wang and Mingbi were identified by police as having engaged in sexual acts with Kraft on video surveillance. However, while Wang has been arrested and charged, Mingbi has gone without charges. To date, prosecutors and police have declined to say why.
Hmm. We'll help you out here. You help us, we help you. Hardy. We got you. We have you on film.
What's going on in there, Hardy? What's going on? Hardy's sitting this one out. I know what he's doing. He's forcing Zoe to talk about this. That's exactly what he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, this is obvious, right? You take two people that don't have the type of means that Robert Kraft has to fight this. One is in jail. The bell got lowered last week. They've got to be working some other end of this case to where we'll help you, you help us. We want to make sure we nail this down. I mean, it would make sense, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't that sort of blow up everything else? You know, the video was illegal. The traffic stop was illegal.
Well, I mean,
you know what? We got the woman from inside the spa. I was about to walk in and say, oh, yes, he paid me for X, Y, and Z.
Hey, we tried to cut you a deal.
That would be sort of a...
We tried to cut you a deal. Now you want a jury trial. You know what? If you want a jury trial, right up there in that chair. We got a witness.
That would
actually have a couple.
A wrench into all the plans.
Yeah.
And
we'll be lenient with her.
Yeah. Li Wang, her bail was reduced. You are correct. The bail was lowered to $75,000.
Jesus.
From $256,000.
That's a big drop.
She faces more than two dozen prostitution related charges. All but one are a misdemeanor. Paul Petruzzi, the attorney for Wang, said his client has been treated more harshly than other defendants in her position because of the publicity that the case has generated because of Kraft's involvement. He asserted that violent criminals regularly receive lower bonds than Wang has received.
Yeah, I mean, it's odd it's set that high, right? If all but one are regarded as misdemeanors, minor. Yeah, so they're working with him. It's going to be part of this back and forth. There's Hardy right there. Hello, clever boy. Thank you for being so clever. Oh, why don't you run the board?
6 months.
Introducing Clever Boy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, don't help him, Tom.
Yeah.
Don't help him change the subject. Chris is in Alabama today.
Chris. What do you got, Chris?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Yeah. Listen, I like...
Chris?
Hello? Lost you.
Clever girl.
Scott's in Weymouth. Scott, go ahead.
What's up? Just to touch on the Sox real quick again, if I could. I laughed for half an hour. Clever Boy, what a name for a thoroughbred, by the way, if I've owned one. That's going to be his name. Oh. All right, so what a dumb idea this is. So let me get this straight.
Thank you.
If I'm out to my chest down the Cape, I go there probably three times a summer, throwing the football around with my buddy. So the whistleblower, the lifeguard is going to get an email from the buoy, and then they're going to blow the whistle.
And what are you going to do? You're going to get run over.
Hold on. I'm going to get an 80 yard warning to get to shore. Do you know how long it's going to take me to get to shore from my chest? About 10 minutes. The shark can cover 80 yards in about 5 seconds.
If that.
But here's the good news. I only have to beat my buddy to shore. That's the good news.
It's like the part in Jaws when they're out there like in Chappaquiddick and the big fat kid jumps over the yellow raft and knocks the kid into. That's where they filmed Jaws. Out there with the little huts and the shark tower. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or the arcade. Nothing like playing an arcade out in an arcade game out there in bright sunshine. I'm sure that's really good for the screen. There's so many stupid things in that movie. Right there on the beach. Yeah, let's play an arcade game. Can't see anything.
I don't think the lifeguard gets an email. I think it's probably something a little more immediate than that.
Well, the video, video indicated that there would be horns.
You would think for $200,000, they'd put a ring, big, like a, something's coming, like a hurricane.
Third down, yeah. Like the Patriots game. Something like that. Oh, you want like an ambulance sound. Old school.
No, like hurricane.
Like an old school. Oh, a hurricane.
Yeah.
Once a shark has been detected,
shark.
A real-time message is sent to the lifeguard towers.
Lifeguard.
Clever Boy is a non-invasive alternative.
You heard
Look
that.
Look at you, Arthur, you clever boy.
Sort of an emergency horn that will sound.
They should never let that dude voice that.
I know Zoe loves
hard
the goop,
but he serious. Does that.
What's your answer? What's
Me?
Yes.
Oh, I think. I
Other
think
than.
Killing the seals. Removing the seals.
Okay, well, you
I know that's
not
going to happen. They're protected. I understand.
No,
that
it's not even
answer.
That they're protected. There are so many of
need
them
need to change.
Now.
I know that, but you need to. They need some sort of change in the law. They do. I think you have to address it.
Okay, but for right now, for this summer, you're not going to kill every seal. And even
not.
If you do,
but
they're going to be replaced.
I get it.
So what do you do this summer?
I would do nets. If you're going to invest that much money, swimmable small areas to where people could actually go in and feel safe. You really feel safe going in the water with this?
No.
I mean, that's shark there. That's shark alley to begin with. Like, that's where they're at. See, here's what's going to happen. You pay all this money. These things are going to get installed. They're going to be going off every freaking 5 minutes. Because you're going to get them to come in, and they're going to be going out. They're coming in to feed. They're going out. They're right there to surf. You want people in the water, get out. Get in, get out.
I know.
It's
going to
be like Wayne's World. Like, game on, game off.
I know this is what you think, but
comes a car again.
You're just basing this on your knee-jerk reaction of what you think. You don't know.
I don't know.
No, you
no,
don't.
I don't. You don't know.
I don't know.
You don't.
Well, that's why they're trying to do a pilot program.
I think Clever Boy knows. Well, Australia has a shark issue. They do. At least this is where it works for them. This is where they've tried it.
Do you want some football news?
Sure. Yes.
You know the AAF
more than anything.
The AAF.
Yeah.
The Alliance of American
Bill
Football.
Bill Polian's league.
All I heard. I mean, all we heard was how.
Oh, the ratings.
Oh, this would be fun. Something to watch.
One guy got his head knocked off. Game one.
I watched one weekend of this and said, this is garbage.
I haven't
This
watched.
Product is crap.
Really? Football guy.
I'm not watching this.
Football guy.
Is what I said first weekend.
Here's my zero.
And then we laughed.
Zero.
What do we put the over-under at? 2 years? And we said, we're taking the under. That's an easy bet. The AAF football operations will be suspended in the next few hours, according to Pro Football Talk. That, according to knowledge of sources with knowledge of the situation,
Football's
the league
back.
Is not folding yet, but it is headed that way, and the league will suspend operations in the coming hours.
Well, that's sad for those people that invest the time in it.
Short-lived disaster.
You know what I mean? You got to put a lot of time in when you coach. And that's a shame for them people.
Product
for those
was
people.
Junk.
If you don't get the names in, people aren't going to watch.
Same thing.
Okay, we're going to let, wait a minute, 1 second.
What is that?
Review.
Oh, that's right.
Remember the first weekend?
The only good thing to come out of the league was when that kid got, the quarterback almost got decapitated that first week. Remember that?
Great helmet caption popped off. Our current graphic on the simulcast. This is the AAF logo, for those who are not familiar with it.
Is that really a logo?
That is their logo. That is the AAF's
logo.
It's
very military.
It looks like that football league is going to be out of business.
Looks like a Space Force. Looks like a patch you put right on your spacesuit.
617-779-0985.
For Clever Boy.
Yes, all of that. We'll try and continue talking sports for you, though, if you'd like.
Good. Yes, no
you
more
do
craft.
That?
I'm done. No more craft.
Okay.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Solak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Y'all ready for this?
Scott Zolak is a judge for the New England Patriots.
Host. I was a host for the
Have you not had judge duties in the past?
I did. Well, kind of, yeah. And we were asked.
Celebrity judge?
We're asked for our comments.
Your input.
And help. Input, yes.
Zoe would not agree to be a judge because you know Beetle being very religious.
He's
judge not, lest ye be judged.
Yeah, he's
so not. You said no, but I'd be more than happy to host.
I hope some demonic spirit takes over you in your house.
Wow.
And just possesses your body.
Is that what a religious person does?
I don't think so.
You're being a jackass right now, and it's two straight days.
Take it back.
Or I'll cast all upon me. Thou can't
so,
cast throw stones.
Okay, he was the host of the event at Foxwoods going back a few weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
The headline that I posted in our Slack chain today was forward-thinking judge, and I've now learned he's no longer a judge. He's only been asked for input. Forward-thinking judge Scott Zolak.
For the event, yes.
Scott Zolak helped get two men selected to Patriots cheerleading squad. And then I said, okay, maybe that's not how it went down. But Zoe said these fellas can dance their ass off.
That's what I wrote.
You said you should have seen these two guys who tried out for the cheerleading team. They were the best ones out there. You should see these guys dance. They're unbelievable. I think that's pretty much what you said.
That's what I said.
That's how you said
it. I didn't mean it.
But a long shot that they were going to make the team. They'd never had a male cheerleader in New England.
They never had, but I mean, I thought it wasn't the final cut. You know, when we were down here at Foxwoods, they have to go forward to a boot camp, which is pretty strenuous, and then you eventually make the team. Then they have their real final cut.
Right.
But both of these gentlemen made it through to the boot camp.
So the squad has been announced. The 2019 Patriots cheerleader squad has been announced, and there are two men on the team.
They made the team.
They made the team.
Both guys made the team.
Both guys. There were two trying out, right?
Yeah, both made the squad.
The only two trying out made it. The Patriots, much like the LA Rams, as we saw at the Super Bowl opening night, media night, we didn't know that. We said, oh, wow, they have two guys on there.
We laughed and chuckled when they came out, and then you watch them perform.
And you're like, holy smokes, those fellas can dance.
I just watched, I don't know if it was an audition video or something, that one guy dancing. Holy crap. This is unbelievable.
Here's my question. This was my question, you know, coming out of that. these two were such good dancers. My question was, why are you doing this? You know, I mean, literally, you watch Beyonce.
Because being a Patriots cheerleader is such a crap gig.
It's a professional dance job.
No, and I don't mean it that way.
They don't get paid, though, right?
Like,
no pay. It's like a volunteer gig.
It's not a lot of pay.
They do a lot of promotions, and I know it's the girls like it. I'm buddies with a couple of the girls, and they love being on a squad. Gronk's girlfriend, obviously, was a former cheerleader. So you see him at some events.
Must be a fellowship of Christian athletes.
You're such a jackass. If I go and do events at the stadium, sometimes we'll have two or three of the girls there, and you eventually see the same ones over and over. Or Brody was hanging out with him on a duck boat.
Yeah,
he had a nice time.
So my question was, if these guys were that good, I'm like, why aren't they like background dancers for like Beyonce or, you know, for any musical, you know, act out there? But they're that good. And I was told that that's a hell of a resume builder to get, because it's that competitive. Even though you don't make a ton of money, the resume builder of putting yourself as an NFL cheerleader, it's why they were trying out.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes total sense.
That's all. So,
here's my first question. Are Patriots fans, that go to Gillette Stadium on a regular basis going to be able to handle themselves when this happens?
Oh, because of the male cheerleaders?
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
I would like to think so.
I would like to think some of that.
I tell you what. And I have no
idea. Amped up and you're tailgating for about
I just know
hours.
That the same crowd that is going to be ready to boo Michael Bennett this season might be the same crowd that goes down there and has a few.
All Texas takes is one. As we've known with some of these arenas where some
unkind
things,
to yell from the stands while this is happening.
Well, let me tell you something. You may think you're going to, you know, chirp up with something. And then I think when you see him, you're like, holy crap.
That's what I said.
What's to goof on here? Other than these guys are really good,
here.
and all the women out there too. Do you watch the cheerleaders? Do you watch the routines?
Well, yeah, during timeouts and breaks, because they go out to each different end zone.
I'm a fan.
No, they
so
do the
I.
end zones.
I'm a fan.
Tracy's done a hell of a job with the squad over the years. You know, they go and they perform in each end zone and on big long TV timeouts. So yeah, they're there and then boom, they put them on a jumbotron.
They do a nice job. And I think these two guys, based on what I've seen and what
Zoe and
said,
I, our personal favorite is Halloween when they all wear their different costumes.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's nice.
Fred Flintstone.
I like the Christmas.
Christmas,
the Santa.
Yeah, I like how they put the Santa fireplace outfit. Up on the thing. The, and it's like the crackling logs.
Oh yes, the Yule log.
Mm-hmm. Burning. Well, it's like
I don't
20
have a log. Yule.
I just be smart people.
That's all I can think of. I'm like, boy, this could be a problem.
Oh, because all it takes is one. And Gillette, as good as any other stadium in the country, they video all of the sections. And if there's an issue, they'll remove you and they'll take your tickets. That's all. They've done it before.
I don't think it's going to be a problem.
It should
I think
be.
It's going to be fine.
And, for these two guys, I think if they're trying out, they've pretty much heard everything up to this point to begin with. So I think they'd have pretty thick skin on it, too, even if they did hear it. And you shouldn't hear it, nor should anybody say anything to them.
Oh, I'm not worried about them.
Right, that's. I think people are going to feel bad. There's something.
No, I'm not worried about that.
They're already past it. They've already won. They're in. They won. They're on a team.
Yeah, no, I'm sure they've got. Yeah. They can handle it. I'm not worried about them handling it. I'm just worried about Patriots fans embarrassing themselves.
You'd think they would be better than that.
You would think, but people just in general aren't.
Sometimes people aren't. I know people aren't.
You know that?
I'm just telling Alex, but get ready for a story. That's all. Something's going to happen. Hope somebody doesn't say something. That's all. You shouldn't.
It's this doom and gloom. It's going to be fine. People can handle it. This is not.
I hope. I think so. That's my hope.
I told you. These two guys blew me away. I thought they were the best. I thought they were the best two performers there out of the hundreds of girls that tried out.
But the person that's going to have a snarky comment or something to say or yell at these individuals would not be, let me see how well they do and see if they're worthy of being on the field with these other like, come on, you know that's not what's happening, regardless of how good they are at what it is they're doing.
I don't know. I think you're at a football game. There's a lot going on. There's a lot you can comment on. There's a lot to see. And there's a couple of guys down there doing the routine with up until this season was an all
female. Walk around the tailgating lots,
and there's two guys out there.
No
so what?
I'm just saying that these are not your college type male cheerleaders. You know, the ones, the big guys who are just there to hold the pyramid.
The guys with the tape wrist.
These are full participants.
Yeah,
these are legit dancers that are in this cheerleading squad now.
Excellent flexibility. And you watch one of the videos, like this. It's like they have the ability. I don't know. I can't dance that way.
Oh, you can't?
No. I just keep it in here. It's all in here.
Yeah.
He's got to leave room for the Holy Ghost. So
I mean, you get arms flying and
Holy Spirit. You ever cut loose like in a like a Pentecostal church?
He's seen me cut loose at your post-game parties. You ever seen? Everybody going to be all right. It's gonna be.
Right.
He said,
like Blues Brothers in the old Landmark, and you're just doing backflips.
Remember Gucci Mane came out in Minnesota? Nobody's moving on. Beatles got this.
Steve Martin and the Jerk.
We know you can speak in tongues.
I got no rhythm whatsoever. Oh, it's so bad. I don't know what. Okay. No more craft, no more cheerleader talk.
What? I can't do the cheerleader talk either?
We did, yes. We got calls. We'll take calls.
We have a call on that? We don't have a call on that.
I don't know what we have calls on, but I see we got a ton of calls. Want to do calls next?
Yeah, we can do calls. Let's next. Do some calls 90 next. Seconds away.
Please.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.